Please refrain from posting online and social media reviews of your experience, as these may be considered testimonials and are subject to regulations under the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and are not allowed by Gradient Advisors, LLC. Clicking like should not be considered a positive reflection of the investment advisory services offered by Gradient Advisors, LLC, and or their affiliated investment advisor representatives.
This is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jeffrey provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird.
Hello and welcome back to Financial Focus. My name is Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts Wealth Management. If you would like more information about what you hear during the show today, please give us a call at 702-346-1335 or visit us online at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com, and while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or Amazon Music. During today's show, we're going to examine required minimum distributions, which are often referred to simply as RMDs. A U.S. News & World Report article, "Required Minimum Distributions for Retirement Are Supersized in 2024, Here's What Seniors Need to Know," has some excellent data and interesting insights that I'm eager to discuss. First and foremost, higher returns on your investments could lead to some financial consequences for older Americans because of RMDs from retirement accounts, which begin at age 73. An RMD is simply the amount of money you must withdraw from your retirement accounts each year beginning at age 73. These withdrawal rules were created in the 1970s as a way to make sure the government is able to collect taxes on tax-deferred accounts. In 2023, the Secure Act 2.0 increased the age that RMDs must begin from 72 to 73, and it jumps again to 75 in 2033. Typically, RMDs must be withdrawn by December 31st in the year you turn 73. But your first distribution can be delayed until April 1st of the following year. That means if you turn 73 on October 1st of this year, you can wait until April 1st of 2025 to take your first RMD. But there's a catch here. If you choose to wait until April 1st next year, you'll have to take two distributions before the end of 2025. RMDs must be taken from employer-sponsored retirement accounts like 401ks, 403bs, and 457b plans, as well from traditional IRAs and IRA-based plans like SEPs, SARSEPs, and simple IRAs. Roth IRAs are exempt from RMDs while the account owner is alive, but their beneficiaries will be subject to RMD rules. Beginning this year, Roth 401k accounts are no longer subject to RMDs. Let's also take a moment to discuss how RMDs are calculated. An RMD distribution is determined by dividing the balance in your account at the end of the prior calendar year by your life expectancy as calculated by the IRS. Let's say you're 75 and single. The IRS has determined that you can expect to live an additional 24.6 years. That means if your IRA balance at the end of 2023 was $150,000, you must divide that amount by 24.6 years. Accordingly, your RMD is $6,098. You must calculate the RMD for each of your different retirement accounts, but you are allowed to make your total withdrawal from one of your accounts or a combination of them. This is another area where it may be wise to speak to a financial services professional. Remember, the money in your 401k or IRA has been growing tax deferred. But once that money's withdrawn, it becomes taxable income and must be declared on your tax forms. Again, if you delay your first distribution until the year following your 73rd birthday, you must take out two distributions to catch up. And that could nudge you into a higher tax bracket. While everyone's financial circumstances are unique, there are some potential strategies that you and your financial services professional may be able to use to reduce your taxes. One possible option is a qualified charitable distribution. If you're 70 and a half or older, you can make a direct donation of as much as $105,000 for 2024 from a taxable IRA to one or more charitable organizations. The amount is adjusted for inflation every year. If you're still on the job, you can also delay the RMD on your employer-sponsored 401k or 403b until you retire. But be aware that you'll still have to take withdrawals from any IRAs or other non-workplace accounts, as well as from any older 401ks that you haven't rolled over. The article notes that some financial services professionals also suggest delaying taking Social Security for as long as possible and to instead use your retirement accounts as your primary income, thereby spreading out the tax liability and reducing future RMD amounts. Whatever your RMD is, be sure to work with a financial services professional to review the tax holding because it's important to leave enough to pay your taxes. Let's next look at what happens if you don't withdraw your full RMD. If you neglect to take your full RMD distribution, the IRS may slap you with a tax penalty of 25% of the amount you should have withdrawn. However, if you correct the error within 2 years, the IRS may cut that penalty down to 10%. It's possible you may be able to get the entire penalty waived if you can show that the withdrawal shortfall was because of reasonable error and that you're taking good faith measures to rectify the mistake. Ultimately, the easiest way to avoid errors is to have a solid long-term distribution strategy that you quickly update if rules and regulations change. The article notes that many retirement account providers contact investors when RMDs are coming up and may even say that if they haven't heard from you by a specified date, they'll transfer the necessary amount to your checking account. Working with your financial services professional, you can use the IRS's life expectancy chart to determine your RMDs. While there's not much you can do to avoid RMDs, you can be strategic with the money once you receive it. If you need the money to maintain your lifestyle, a good option may be to put it into an account you can access quickly as needed. But if you need the money in the short or medium term, the way you handle it comes down to your personal circumstances. You can work with your financial services professional to invest it or give it to a family member or to a cause or organization you care about. Whatever you decide, don't do it in haste. Sit down with your financial services professional to understand when you need to take an RMD, how much it will be, and what you want to do with that money. According to an article from T. Rowe Price, 8 important things you should know about RMDs. If you have several IRAs, you have to determine the necessary RMD for each of them. However, the entire distribution amount can be taken from one or more of the IRAs to meet the distribution as long as the entire RMD amount is withdrawn. For example, if you have 3 IRAs, you can take your total RMD withdrawal amount from just one account. 403b plan rules are like IRA rules because the total distribution from multiple 403b plans may be taken from one or multiple 403b accounts. Things are different with 401k accounts, however. If you have more than one 401k account from previous jobs, each of those plans will calculate an RMD and provide you with a distribution. The months before you turn 73 may be the ideal time to thoroughly review how your retirement accounts are structured so you can consolidate those accounts as much as possible. In my opinion, if you have multiple accounts that require RMDs, you should work with your financial services professional to discuss withdrawal strategies. A lot of people choose to take their RMDs throughout the year on a monthly basis. This may be an especially wise move if you intend to use your withdrawal money to cover your monthly bills. But some people do prefer a lump RMD payment. Some people strategize taking their lump payment early in the year just so they can cross it off their financial to-do list for the year. Others choose to wait until later in the year to give their investment a little more runway to grow tax-deferred. If you enjoyed the show today, please visit www.financialconceptsmesquite.com and click on my radio page. Also, be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or Amazon Music. And finally, if you would like more information on what we discussed today, please give us a call at 702-346-1335. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week. Be safe and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Financial Focus. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Jeffrey Bird at Financial Concepts. Call 702-346-1335 or visit them online at financialconceptsmesquite.com.
Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Byrd offer investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota 877-885-0508, and SEC-registered investment advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Financial Concepts, Inc. is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC insurance products and services offered through Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Byrd, independent agents. Financial Concepts, Inc., Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Byrd, and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.